Hi again. This second talk on genetic algorithms is going to consider the binary representation. Now, this is only one out of many ways to use genetic algorithms, but I'm going to make it very concrete to make it easier to understand. So, let's consider a problem. This is a straightforward optimization problem. We have a real-valued function f1 in one variable x. It's given as the absolute value of x plus cosine of x. Now, you're probably able to solve this optimization problem analytically, but forget that for now. Let's see how a genetic algorithm in a binary representation could do it. So we consider the minimization problem, find the minimal value of f1 when we are allowed to vary x within the interval minus 8 to plus 8. That's the problem to solve. The original formulation of genetic algorithms do not use continuous numbers or real valued numbers. They always use binary strings. So in order to use this kind of genetic algorithm, we have to consider x as a sequence of zeros and ones and not an arbitrary value between minus 8 and plus 8. What does that mean? It means that we need a way to translate a GA solution, which is a binary string, into the problem domain solution, which is a real value between minus 8 and plus 8. So, how do we do that? Well, if you have a binary string, say n is 8, so you have 8 bits, that means that 0 and 1 is a very common way to write numbers between 0 and 255. That is the 8-bit integers. So that is the first thing we note. We have a mapping between binary strings and integers within a given range. Now, then the second question is, how can we map this number range from 0 to 255 into plus minus 8? Well, the first thing we note is the width of the interval. So let's see. In the solution domain, the width of the interval is 16, the difference between the maximum and the maximum and the minimum. Here the width is 256. So 16 squared. So let's suppose now we just divide by 16 here. What do you get then? Well, you get numbers from 0, 1 16th up to almost 16. This is 15 and 15 sixteenths. So now we have a range of 16, or as close as we get, in both cases. If we now add or subtract 8 here, the range of this is going to go from minus 8 to plus 8, or plus 7 and 15 sixteenths. So this is the mapping we can use. We write the binary strings as an integer of a given number of bits. We divide by 16, that is, we divide by the width of the interval, and then we add the minimum of the interval, in this case minus. Let's summarize this once more, because this is a very common situation, that we have one representation of the solution in the problem domain and a different representation in the algorithm. We need to have a mapping between the two representations of the solution, and we are going to have to work with both representations throughout, so we need to be able to map back and forth with ease. So the first thing we note is that a binary string can also be seen as an integer in a given in a certain range, like that. If you have n bits, you can represent integers in the range from 0 to 2 to the n minus 1. So this establishes numbers on both sides. So we have continuous numbers in the interval m0 to m1, and we have integers in the interval from 0 to 2 to the n minus 1. Well, we will always have a problem between continuous numbers and integers, or discrete numbers. There are infinitely many real numbers in the interval. There is only a finite number in the integer interval. That means that all solutions from the genetic algorithm are going to be approximate. But, I mean, that is always the case when you use computers. Computers only have finite memory, so they can only handle a finite number of possible solutions. But it means that every number, every binary string, is going to correspond to a range of solutions within the continuous range. But other than that, this is now only a question of mapping one interval into another interval. And that involves two steps. We need to adjust the lower end of the interval, and we need to adjust the width of the interval. So say now that we have a solution in the problem domain, we want to map it into a GA solution. The first thing we do is that we move the minimum. So by subtracting m0, we get a new solution x1, which is in the interval from 0 to m1 minus m0. We make a second step, we divide by the now maximum m1 minus m0. That's a width of the original interval. It's a width of the second interval as well. It's always the difference between the maximum and the minimum of the interval. That gives us an x2 here, which is a number in the range 0 to 1. If we want to do the same thing on the left-hand side, well, we subtract, in this case, 0. Let us call these x prime to distinguish them from the problem domain. We are still in the same interval, merely because the minimum was 0. Second step, we divide by the maximum, 2 to the n minus 1. And we now get something in the interval from 0. Sorry, we should divide by 2 to the n. What does that mean? We get something from 0 to something which is strictly less than one. So I have made the intervals here open to the right. They do not include the maximum on both sides. And that avoids a couple of problems. So what do we have now? We have on both sides here, we have representations in the same domain from 0 to 1, numbers in the range 0 to 1, not including 1. So what does that mean? It means that if we have a solution here, we can start here, we can move down here, we subtract m naught, we divide by the width of the interval, we go across here, we have still the same x2 equals x2 prime, both are numbers in 0, 1 domain, but then we go backwards up here, we multiply by 2 to the n, and we add 0 instead of subtracting 0. And we will have a GA compatible solution, a binary string. If we want to go the other way, from a GA solution, we subtract 0, we divide by 2 to the n. On the left-hand side, we go backwards. So instead of dividing by the range, we multiply by the range. And instead of subtracting the minimum, we add the minimum. This establishes this two-way correspondence of the two representations. And you really should master this because you are going to need it in many different variants.